USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden cuts off a reporter's question on Afghanistan, telling her that he refuses to answer any more questions on the subject during a presser on the June jobs report.
Okay. I'm not going to answer any more questions on Afghanistan. Look, it's 4th of July. I'm concerned that you guys are asking me questions that I'll answer next week, but on this the holiday weekend, I'm going to celebrate it.
The woman who allegedly held out a banner causing a crash of dozens of cyclists during the first stage of the Tour de France last Saturday has been identified and is undergoing police questioning, the Brest prosecutor's office told CNN. The accident happened when a female spectator on the side of the road held up a big sign which caused the pileup. The woman could face up to 2 years in prison and a fine of $35,000, according to the Brest prosecutor's office. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Wildfires fueled by bone-dry brush and timber surged through Northern California forests on Friday, burning several homes and forcing thousands to flee mountain communities, even as authorities prepared for a hot, crowded 4th of July weekend that could bring the threat of new blazes. Three wildfires near the towering Mount Shasta volcano, an hour's drive from the Oregon border, had burned around 50 square miles of land, but the blazes weren't anywhere near being surrounded as they continued to threaten homes in nearby areas. Wendy King has word of an agreement with the Boy Scouts of America.
The Boy Scouts of America has reached an agreement with attorneys that represent about 60,000 men who brought sex abuse claims against the organization over the years. Reuters is reporting the settlement totals $850 million. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Officials are considering demolishing the rest of the Champlain Towers south as operations continue, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said Thursday evening. Work on the debris was halted for much of the day as engineers assessed the structure still standing. Several people were injured with the detonation of a truckload of illegal fireworks. Lance Pry has more.
Over a dozen people were hurt when a Los Angeles Police Department bomb squad truck was blown to smithereens during a planned detonation of illegal fireworks Wednesday night. The sudden and gigantic blast came after authorities confiscated over 5,000 pounds of illegal fireworks from a South Los Angeles home. Those injured included 9 LAPD officers, 6 civilians, and a Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives officer. One person was arrested. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
After a half century of waiting, Wally Funk, who trained for NASA's Mercury program but was denied the opportunity to go to space, is finally getting her time amongst the stars.
You're in zero gravity for 4 minutes. You come back down. We land gently on the desert surface. We open the hatch, and you step outside. What's the first thing you say?
I would say, honey, that was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Blue Origin announced Thursday that the 82-year-old will take the fourth spot on the inaugural crewed flight. Funk will fly on New Shepard as an honored guest. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.